Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today once again, and for the last time in 2018, is Mr. Jay Garvin, host of the Jay Garvin Show here, 8 o'clock Saturday mornings, and soon to hear much more from Jay coming into 2019. We've got that to talk about, and Jay, we have also nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I know, man. I love and appreciate you. I appreciate what you do for the community, and especially the business community, Ted. You know, that's a big service that you personally and KRDO does. And I don't think it gets enough acknowledgement because we often hear about the politicians, the nonprofits, the community service organizations, but small business is the engine of our community, and you throw some fuel into that engine, so I appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome, Jay. Thank you very much for the praise and the compliment. That means a lot. We love the business community here at KRDO, as you know. We're huge supporters of the business community. So, I mean, that's what makes us go around as well. So back to kidding around about talking about nothing, we're actually going to talk about the power of zero today.
Yep. We've got the power of zero, Ted. I'm doing a series here in the latter half of November on the power of zero, which is actually understanding that there is the potential and actual people have followed a path during your highest wage earning years to prepare your retirement income to not be in a taxable bracket and not a tax-deferred bracket, but actually a tax-exempt or a tax-free bracket.
This is kind of amazing because we think of those things as only very wealthy people being able to do.
Yeah, and they do it all the time.
And we can do it.
Yeah, instead of complaining, you can actually get off your rusty dusty, pull your head out of your tailpipe, and get to getting.
I'm laughing because I've never heard rusty dusty before.
Well, have you heard wet yourself in the corner? Because I got people doing all that all the time. I share an idea and they say, you can do it. Yes. I can't do it. And I look at them, Ted, and I'm like, yeah. I'll bet you can't. Because
yes.
It's what it's what Henry Ford said. Very, very important quote here. Whether you say you can or you can't, you are correct.
Amen to that.
And that's Ford's quote.
I can relate to that. I'm going to date myself. Three layers in the fossil record ago in like 1963 or four in Augusta, Georgia.
Yep.
We're at the YMCA. Uh-huh. I'm like 6 years old. I'm in a line with kids. And today's the day. We're going to jump into the deep end of the pool.
Uh-huh.
The kid in front of me started whimpering. The kid in back of me started whimpering.
Yeah.
You know what happens next, right?
No, sure.
I started whimpering.
Oh, did you? That's human nature.
I get to the edge of the pool. It's 11 feet deep. I've never been in water that deep. I have no idea what life's going to be like if I can't touch the bottom of the pool. He picked me up by the shoulders.
Uh-huh.
He tossed me in the water.
Yeah.
And he said, do not come back to this side. He said, go to the other side. After that, Jay, they could not keep me out of the pool.
What
it
an amazing
didn't matter.
Story. Yeah.
It just didn't matter. And this is what power of zero and all of the things you teach about. Mm-hmm. You can do this.
Absolutely.
People can do this.
And the series that I taught before, The Power of Zero, comes from a line of mentors I have down Andrew Womack, and up underneath him is Billy Eberhart. And I went through, which we'll discuss as well today, the levels of income. You have earned income, which all of us change dollars for a task. It doesn't matter whether you're a dentist cleaning teeth or a sanitary officer cleaning out garbage cans. You put in hours for dollars. But like you said, some of the most successful people and the wealthiest people have level two income, which is residuals, money that works for you while you sleep. And Billy Eberhart says this, the number one thing that is an obstacle for people in achieving second level income is their thoughts, their fears, their apprehension, their lack of knowledge or their ignorance in what's out there for them.
We can get in our own way, can't we?
Absolutely. We do every day. I still do it, my friend. Here's an example. You said in the second segment, we're going to talk about my book. I have been telling people for 3 years that I was going to write my book, The Three Little Houses. I've got several other manuscripts in my mind and my brain, but The Three Little Houses is how someone can achieve residual retirement income through real estate investment and the life lessons along the way. I kept talking. I went back to a reunion this summer, ran into a friend, Dave Mulvaney, who was a chopper driving, no graduation from college kind of guy that went down to Florida and became a multimillionaire through several businesses. And I told him I was going to write this book. He says, when's your suspense date? I'm like, I don't have one. He said, you ain't going to write a book.
Wow.
Not until you set a suspense date, Garvin's. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. And he sat there staring at me. And I'm like, what? He's like, you said you were going to do it. What's the date? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, dude, pick a date or shut up. I said, okay, November 15th. And this is in September 15th.
See, we're not around enough bold people.
And he said it. And lo and behold, my friend, I'm so excited, like a squirrel in a dog park. In the last 60 days, I've put my whole manuscript on paper, and now in 2019, I'll have the book. Not because of my strength. I had weakness. One of my friends, like you said, was bold enough to say, dude, get off your rusty dusty and pick a date, and I'm going to be a friend from Florida texting you, holding you to it.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's that easy. And for you listening out there, you can do it. Just stop talking about it and write a goal, a date, a suspense in black and white, and then work backwards how you're going to accomplish it. It doesn't matter if it's a marriage goal, if it's a fitness goal, or whether it's a business goal. Just do it and stop talking about it.
All right, the nitwits picking nits now.
Uh-huh.
Here I go.
Okay.
Why do we call it a suspense date?
I don't know. You tell me. Suspense date.
It sounds like it's something scarily anticipatory.
Uh-huh.
Too many syllables today, Jay.
Too many syllables. It's in suspense. So when you do that, you do it all the time in the studio with the relationships you built. I do it all the time with my mortgage company at Churchill. It comes down to the power of the spoken word as well. I spoke in for 3 years that I was going to be endorsed by Dave Ramsey. I just didn't know Churchill, his exclusive partner of over 20 years, was going to buy my company. And it comes down to making goals, but more so than that, Ted, is getting the information to make the goals. And that's why it's so important that I have talked to you listening right now, the radio listener, about, hey, what are your options with income? Level one income, 90% of the people have it out there and nothing more ever in their life. It's earned income that you go to work 40 hours a week, get a paycheck, and if you're lucky, you spend less than you earn and then you get some type of retirement. But first, you have to look at the income. But I go into my radio show over the last couple shows, which you can get the archived podcasts.
Yeah, you'll find them out on KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on the word podcast, and then look for Jay Garvin's, The Jay Garvin Show. All of his past broadcasts for almost all the way back to February are on your podcast page. And so you can listen to them anytime. They're free to download. And what an education.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, Ted, that I'm no different than anybody else. Marlo and I just started to realize if we can have income work for us while we're sleeping or doing something else, then we have a chance for retirement. And mine started when I was 14. A guy, Mike Wright, his dad was sitting there and we were drinking beers in the basement. And I walked up, he said, Jay, you know, I'm earning money right now. I'm like, great, Mr. Wright. You know, I'm just going to the bathroom. Leave me alone. He says, no, Mike's mom and I own an apartment complex and we're making $4,000 a month while we're sleeping. And I'm like, wow. So I explained that to people. There's different styles to do it, Ted, and everybody has access from rental real estate to building a business to having stocks and dividends to interest, which is residual, all the way down to royalties. The biggest one from Hollywood that I pray to God I'm going to get access to with my book. Those are all additional income sources that people can have.
Wow. And you just have to have access to the knowledge, right?
Yeah, because it's one thing to be a plumber, but if you have a plumbing company, you bought yourself a job. You start to get residual if you can take K-1 distributions off of that company when you have younger plumbers or assistants working for you.
Yes, they're your revenue-generating engines, those young folks.
Absolutely.
And so you can begin to back a little further away from the business as the more successful you become at following that plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can start working on the business.
Absolutely.
Making it grow, build it, develop it. And, you know, all of that's about team. Building
team a, all
having
the time.
The right team around you.
Mm-hmm. There's no I in team.
Absolutely not. So, Jay, let's tease the second segment real quick because we're going to touch on your book. We're going to talk about your radio program and all the big things coming up with that. We also have a little bit more on the power of zero, which is really kind of cool. I think a restatement, a reiteration of that will be very helpful.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, there's nothing in writing yet, but I really learned a lot from you, Ted, and I want to take the Jay Garvin Show to a new level where next year we have one show a week that's recorded on content and information like this, levels of income or the power of zero. But the second recorded segment, I want to really do a community connector and sit down with amazing business people that really don't have a name. Everybody knows the Antlers Hotel, but no one really knows Perry and Lauren Sanders, who have built that hotel. A lot of people know a Classic Mortgage, but they don't know the story of Jeff Smith or Doug Stemple or George Lentz, the business individuals. People know Rasta Pasta, but they don't know Rebecca Teraborelli, who's the owner behind that. And to have interviews and introduce these community connectors to the listener is going to be so powerful for our community, because we have a unique aspect to our community in that we are so close, and it's the biggest small town all of us live in.
Let's get this break out of the way. You're listening to Jay Garvin's. I'm Ted Robertson. This is the Business Connection here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Business Connection here on KRDO News Radio. I'm with Jay Garvin's. And I'm Ted Robertson. Can't leave that part out, but I'm still with Jay Garvin's.
Absolutely. Good to be here, Ted.
Host of the Jay Garvin's Show, 8 o'clock Saturday mornings. And Jay, big things coming. Not only do you have a book, but you're doing different things with your radio program. So we'll hear, just like you said in the last segment, we'll hear lots from members of the business community who are generally, as you say, unsung. I'm paraphrasing, you know.
Yep.
Also a little bit more on the power of zero. Following your lead, sir, where would you like to get started?
Well, first of all, you know, it's the time of the year to give thanks, and I really want to give thanks to KRDO. You know, while we were recording the last segment, Joanne, I think both of our bosses.
I think you're right about that. And just to sidebar a little bit here about Joanne, Joanne and I met, it's probably been 14 years ago.
Wow.
We were at a different radio station. I remember her first day because it was my job to shepherd her through that first day.
Wow.
She walked in the front door. And we started to get her settled, but one thing I noticed was the expression on her face. Her eyes were as big as dinner plates.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, Jay, after that day, and after she started getting comfortable, she settled in and she put us all to the most beautiful shame you've ever seen in your life. And now, guess what I have the privilege of doing is working for her.
Yeah, and she's an amazing individual, and she just
So she's our general
in.
Sales manager here, just to clarify.
Yep, general sales manager, Joanne and I, since I launched the show 6 years ago, we're going into our seventh year, Ted. She's been there, and that's been a huge blessing. When I started my radio show, I was with Garvin's Mortgage Group, and Marlo and I, my wife, were the owners of that. I joke and say we were the bank of Jay and Marlo. And since then, I've been so blessed, and I'm so thankful to be part of the Churchill family. Marlo and I sold ourselves, that company, Garvin's Mortgage Group, to Churchill Mortgage, Dave Ramsey's exclusive lender, and I have that to be thankful for. And most of all, I tell people at the end of my show, you know, tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters.
Yeah.
My wife and I have been so blessed with our health and our two beautiful children. But, you know, Ted, that's a little bit about what my book is about. My book, people say, Mike Hartwick, the owner and founder of Churchill, who is the owner and best friend of Dave Ramsey, where that partnership was built from. In fact, people ask me, how does Churchill have connection to Dave Ramsey and his company? And I say it's simple. Mike Hartwick's father is Dave Ramsey's pastor.
Ah, okay.
So Mike's father has the biggest church now in Brentwood, Tennessee, and Dave Ramsey has been a member of that along with his wife Sharon for decades. But it's something to be very, very thankful for. But as I go forward into my marriage and reflect, I finally, over the last 60 days, put the book, The Three Little Houses is the title, onto paper and a manuscript. And Mike Hartwick said, hey, Jay, how long did it take to write it? And I kind of naively said 60 days. But when I thought about it, no, it took me 6 years in my brain to write this thing. It only took me 60 days to put it on paper. But it talks about a story of Russell and Piper, who are two young professionals who buy houses, then get married, then test the waters in flipping homes. And then their marriage hits an explosive point and it starts to fall apart. The couple gets separated. They're in front of judges. There's divorce discussions. There's visitation rights with the young kids. And somehow they decide to stay together and make it work. And in that decision, God blesses them with the vision of three little houses. And going forward, as a couple, they find three long-term investment properties to secure the retirement of Piper. And it's those stories and living those type of dreams and challenges that I'm thankful for.
Wow.
And that's something we're putting into paper and onto print. I was very humbled. Mike Lewis said, hey, as soon as you get the book, let us know and we'll have you on the radio show. And I had another individual of mine, Mike Hartwick, said, hey, we can do a book tour with you. Let us know. And those are all tremendous blessings, my friend, in a time and a season when we all need to remember to be thankful.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's just a few days away, and I think we all have a lot to be grateful for.
Absolutely, especially as a country. And that's why I take it very serious about doing research, spending hours upon hours and pages upon pages of researching this latest concept in this series I'm offering on the radio of the Power of Zero. And these aren't unique ideas, Ted. I'm holding in my hand here a book titled The Power of Zero. And if you're listening, it's by David McKnight. I have to tell you, he's a cheesehead out of Wisconsin, so I found that out later.
Yeah.
As a cheesehead myself, yeah. I'm partial. But you, as a listener, you can go get this book. I encourage you to listen to my series this Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday. So after the airing of this show, you'll be able to catch it Monday or Tuesday. But then also next week, I'm going to do part two about the power of zero. And it's the simple understanding of, hey, please realize that legally, honestly, and ethically, you can achieve a 0% tax rate in your retirement. Not taxable, not tax deferred, 0% tax. And Ted, there's two examples, easy ones. People don't know about the LIRP, the Life Insurance Retirement Plan. People don't know about it, Ted. And you can take cash value life insurance policies. Other people call it becoming your own bank. You can take a cash value whole life policy, pay into it, and then in your retirement years, you take loans from yourself every month at $2,000 a month. And that's not taxable. And you pay maybe 4 to 6% interest, but it doesn't go to a bank. It goes back to the dividend growing account that you benefit from. And it's legal and ethical, and there's no limitations. Like a Roth IRA is another tax exempt. If you have Roth IRAs instead of traditional IRAs, you can go into retirement with a 100% tax-free income source. And I talk about real estate as well, Ted. In your retirement, when you refinance your house, if you own a house outright and it's an investment property, if you refinance it for $200,000, that's literally worth $250,000 or $300,000 worth of income because it's not taxable. And people just need to understand that these vehicles are out there.
Wow. So you're going to start the series this coming Saturday?
Absolutely. On Saturday is going to be The Power of Zero Part 1. And then this coming Saturday on the 24th, instead of before Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, I'm going to sum up The Power of Zero and put a neat little proverbial bow on it, kind of getting ready for December and Christmas.
Sure.
So if you're listening, you're invited to tune in.
I think what we need to do with this, Jay, is make a little extra splash out of it. So when we post these podcasts, we'll create a graphic that talks about this being that three-part series.
Absolutely.
And let's attract as much attention to it as we can because this will be so valuable to all of you. And as I say, KRDO.com, select, click on the radio tab and select podcasts. These are free bits of audio and free knowledge from Jay's DNA, but more importantly, his heart and his soul. His gift to you of this knowledge that gets you positioned in retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I would encourage everybody listening now to make a goal, right? A date that you're going to commit to it by. And in 2019, invest in the most important thing in your life, and that's your self-improvement and your intellect. Dave Ramsey says, invest in appreciating assets. Well, a home is an appreciating asset, but your mind and your future and your education is an appreciating asset as well. And I spend $20,000, $30,000 a year, Ted, researching and paying coaches and going to conferences to learn this stuff. And I share it for you and the listeners for free.
And that is a huge gift going into the new year. And it's very conceptually very simple. You can go into retirement with money, and it's not taxable.
100% not taxable. And there's two other ways. Number one, there is a way that you can ensure that 100% of your Social Security is not taxable by using your $24,000 standard deduction as a couple. And then the last way that you can do it is actually convert some of your tax-deferred investments into tax-exempt exemptions and tune into the podcast or the show and they can learn more. But they're very simple concepts. Not easy, Ted. They're simple, but not very easy because you have to integrate them into your life.
Saturdays, 8 o'clock in the morning. Jay Garvin's right here on KRDO and only here on KRDO News Radio. You'll only get the power of zero and you'll only get Jay Garvin's right here. Jay, it's always a treat. It is always a treat to hang out with you. Thank you for being here. And we look forward to our next stint together in first quarter 2019, man.
Absolutely, my friend. And happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody listening.
You as well. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio on air Sunday mornings at 7, right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. Now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. And do not forget, we get us on demand. Jay Garvin's too. Watch for the big graphic for his podcast series that says Power of Zero. It'll be huge. You can't miss it. Download it free. KRDO.com, select radio, and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.